Chris Buescher gets the pole and is able to get a top 10 finish at Dover after rain delay, caution after caution, tires flying everywhere and racing everybody. Boy, that was a lot of tires going everywhere. But anyways, we got that to talk about. We also have no new NASCAR game to speak of coming anytime in the future. And Denny Hamlin's having a really bad time. So let's get into it and talk about it in the podcast. Let's go. Pace Car Podcast is exclusively on TCG Podcast and is made by the Combustion Gamer. Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Pace Car Podcast. I think the brain is in some sort of gear, so we're going to hopefully be able to do some talking here. But yeah, we're going to see how this goes. We will probably have to edit, but hopefully the brain will stay in gear. Anyways, guys, so we had Dover race. The Dover race was very fun, whether it was the Xfinity or the Cup race. The Cup race, though, unfortunately, had the rain delay, and obviously due to them being near to an Air Force base, no lights, so no night racing at Dover, which is interesting. I never knew that until this particular race, why they couldn't race under the lights, because a concrete Dover under the lights, that sounds kind of fun. I don't know, that sounds kind of cool, but obviously can't do that because of the Air Force Base, so they had to reconvene on Monday to get the racing done. But definitely was a very interesting race overall, with the tires, the rain, everything, and also the rumors that they have the rain tires lurking in the background of the Cup Series, so that would be nice to see. So hopefully those rain tires do show up. Obviously, I think it was probably a little bit too much rain for this particular instance, but hey, if we can get like just a little bit of drizzle and be able to slap on some rain tires, be able to keep the race going, that would definitely help NASCAR be able to get these races done in a timely fashion. So sounds like that is closer. Just listen to some rain interviews with like Ty Reddick and others, it sounds like those rain tires are on their way. So we'll have to see how that works. Sounds interesting. I'm definitely interested in seeing how that affects the sport going forward, being able to race in the rain a little bit better. So that will be interesting to keep an eyeball on. But in the Xfinity race, it was all junior motorsport guys. It was a bloodbath from everybody else other than Ty Gibbs, who managed to get his way into third. But other than that, top five all junior motorsport cars, and Josh Berry is able to get his first win of the season. Josh Berry hadn't really seen a whole lot. He's been there, but he hasn't really showed up. Obviously Sam Mayer has been there, Justin Allgaier has been there, and Noah Gregson has been out in the front really showing speed. Josh Berry really didn't seem to show much speed, at least from my noticing and remembrance here, throughout the season. Hadn't really seen a whole lot from him, but obviously able to beat his teammate Justin Allgaier and get his first win of the season, locking him into currently the Xfinity playoffs. And so we'll have to see how he does, but definitely a very good run from him, and able to up his teammate and get that win. And not a whole lot of interesting stuff happened in the Xfinity race. Seemed to be fairly clean, fairly normal, not too much going on. But we did have, in the Cup race, tires. Lots of tire issues. So we had first time really on a concrete track. So obviously you had Auto Club, that was a very worn asphalt track. This is a concrete track, switching over to Dover. And so this was really the first time we were going to see these brand new tires, new wheels, how they were going to wear on a concrete surface. And they didn't do too well. We had multiple cars with cording and other issues going on. We also had a few tires go down. But for the most part, it was the tires running away that was the issue. Obviously, the Denny Hamlin issue did not help his week at all, because coming into this week, Denny Hamlin already had issues with sensitivity training. So yeah, that wasn't good. So my basic thought on that, we'll just go with the basic thought. He decided to tweet something that he thought was at the time funny, and from what I've seen, for the most part, it was funny. And from what I've heard from multiple other people, they also thought it was a very hilarious and kind of funny jab at Kyle Larson for what happened to Talladega in the last lap. So, honestly, I don't care. Denny Hamlin decided to post it. If he wants to post it, he can post it. And I don't think sensitivity training was necessary for what he posted. But nonetheless, NASCAR came down with the hammer and hit Denny Hamlin with sensitivity training. So he had that going in to this week that he had to take care of prior to the race weekend. So it sounds like he got that started. And then came the tire. Directly after the first stage of the race, Denny Hamlin comes in for his pit stop. They were able to get all three wheels other than the front left tire on. And it's definitely, you can kind of feel the hot sinking in the of the crew member who is slapping at the car trying to get Denny Hamlin not to go. There's just a miscommunication from the jackman and the tire changer, and certainly you can definitely feel the heartbreak of the guy just trying to get the car to stop. But unfortunately, Denny Hamlin was already heading on his way out, and tire almost tried to race Denny Hamlin off a pit road. That ended up really hurting Denny Hamlin, sending him farther back. He also had another penalty on pit road, I believe, as well, other than a issue with Cody Ware later on in the race that also caused him to have a lot of damage. And so really just kept sending him farther back into the field and kept having to drive his way back through the field. So honestly, just a very bad week for Denny Hamlin overall. You also had one thing that was interesting that I had noted with the wreck with Denny Hamlin and Cody Ware was the amount of damage on the side of the car. And I was very surprised that NASCAR allowed Denny Hamlin's car to continue with that much damage. I mean, it was like a can opener. It was like a can that had been opened. You could see inside of the car and stuff, and I was rather surprised the NASCAR let that car back on track, but apparently they did, and we didn't have any issues, so apparently that worked out fine. So we kind of see how far NASCAR is willing to allow the cars to be damaged to some extent from this race, and how far they're going to let those cars run. So that was interesting to note going forward here. He also had an issue with AJ Allmendinger as well with a tire, where that tire also came off. Sounds like the lug nut fell out of the gun. So not a miscommunication of the team, simply that the tire changer's gun had let the lug nut fall out, and thought he was tightening it on there, and then noticed there's no lug nut on the wheel in the gun, and that ended up causing another caution due to a tire rolling around on track. So that was an interesting one as well, because NASCAR did not notice the tire for a fairly long amount of time, which caused a bit of pandemonium on track. Definitely a lot of guys having to try to miss a rolling, moving tire, and that could have been a very interesting issue should someone have actually hit it at speed. Luckily, nobody did, and we didn't have any issues with tires going into the stands or anything, which is nice, but certainly this single lug nut issue seems to need to be fixed, and I think we know how to fix that, and that is multiple lug nuts. I like multiple lug nuts. I think it's a far better idea to have more things holding on to a tire rather than less things holding on to a tire. I'd much rather have four lug nuts on my wheels versus one lug nut, because that lug nut breaks, I'm done. Whereas if I have four lug nuts and one breaks, I could probably nip this thing home. So that's my own opinion. I always want more lug nuts rather than less lug nuts. I don't think we need 10 lug nuts. I don't think we need 10 lug nuts on one wheel, but still. More lug nuts in this particular case, and with the safety aspects that we've been seeing, that certainly needs to be more lug nuts on these wheels, in my opinion, versus less. So that's what I think about that going forward. We also, as I said, we saw tire cording issues as well with the tire wear. So obviously, first time with this particular wheel setup, car setup, on a concrete surface. So obviously, we'd gone to Auto Club and seen what the tires did on a worn-out asphalt surface. This time, we saw it on a concrete surface. And this will be the first of two, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, on the concrete surfaces. I think somebody else has concrete as well, other than Nashville. I'm thinking Bristol has some concrete, but I don't remember at the current moment, but I'm pretty sure that does. But moving on from there, we're going to have to see if Goodyear or the teams change up the setups, change up the tire compound, etc., and see how those run at the Nashville Super Speedway, and see how the tires work on those tracks. Obviously, not a whole lot of concrete that we're running on this year, so not as important as getting the compounds ready for the asphalt, but still something to be to note. And definitely the teams are going to have to change setups to try and get that wear down on the cars. So obviously you had a really good run from RFK. You had Chris Buescher on the pole. You even had I think it was right the stop before the rain delay, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski both in the top 10. Brad Keselowski had a little bit of a better day, didn't have the finishing position that he probably should have, but still seemed to do fairly good throughout the race. RFK still running up there in the top 10 and looking good. Chris Buescher able to hang on and lead several laps, but obviously fell back and finished 8th in the end, so still got plenty of stage points it looked like, and definitely seems to be moving his racing style and the organization forward. So hopefully we'll see better things from them in the future. Needing an up-to-date NASCAR 2022 schedule? Well, you can get it. Go over to Ant on the Move on Etsy and you can get your printable NASCAR Cup Series 2022 schedule. You can even check out other printables for Florida, state parks, and other things while you're there. That is Ant on the Move over on Etsy. That is www.etsy.com/shop/AntOnTheMove. Check it out today. Pace Car Podcast is brought to you by We Stitch Together. We Stitch Together is a Florida-owned and operated craft shop on Etsy. You can get anything from handmade drying mats to reusable napkins. That's right, those nice cloth napkins, all that paper stuff. And they have sales almost monthly, so check them out at Etsy.com/shop/WeStitchTogether. Once again, that is www.etsy.com/shop/WeStitchTogether. Make sure you go and check them out. Also this week, you had the vote for the inductees for the class of 2023 at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And those three guys are Matt Kenseth, Cook, Charlemagne Dean, and Herschel McGriff. Those are the three inductees for the Hall of Fame class of 2023. So definitely good to see those guys getting the recognition that they need. And we also have Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus, I believe, who will be coming up on that ballot in the future. And so that's going to be interesting to see if they actually get to be first-time inductees. I'm pretty sure that they will be. I'm pretty sure about that. So that'll be interesting. But definitely good to see Matt Kenseth and those other guys getting the recognition that they deserve and getting into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Moving into the NASCAR gaming industry, we have issues, guys. We have some serious, serious issues. So Motorsport Games has announced that there will be no new NASCAR game in 2022. That is rather disappointing for multiple reasons. Because, one, it shows that we're not going to get it fixed, the game fixed anytime soon, which is extremely, extremely disappointing because the game is garbage. But also, I believe I've mentioned this before, there was no fixing the game anyways. So all the people that were hoping for a fixed game and are now saying that we just need to wait for the next game in 2023, you're done. We don't need to be listening to you people anymore. We're done. It's done. The game is done, and the creators of the game, or the company that created the game, needs to be done. This is dragged on for far too long, and the amount of money and weirdness that's going on in that company is simply unacceptable at this point. So right now the stock price for Motorsport Games is sitting at 88 cents per share as of this recording. 88 cents per share. That is the closest thing to worthless that I have seen on the stock market at any time in my brief history of actually looking at stock price, to be honest. So that's not good. That's not a good stock price. You need to have something a little bit more valuable in that particular column. So that's definitely not good to see. But also the CEO, well, the guy in charge decided to give himself a 600% pay raise while all of this is going on. And while IndyCar and NASCAR are currently getting lawyers together to get their game back, because NASCAR and IndyCar, and I also believe the BTCC, British Touring Car Series, I believe, they're all looking at trying to get the rights back to their respective titles, as Motorsport Games has not proven itself worthy of making these titles in the first place. Definitely sad to see, and definitely for all the people that are employed who are actually trying to work and make good games, it's definitely a sad case of events. But yeah, this you don't need to be giving money to this company whatsoever. They are going to, I believe, try and get you to give them more money by offering a expansion pack, which I'm almost certain you have to pay for. I'm going to guess probably in the $30 range, if not more, to be able to get the 2022 season with the next gen cars and paint schemes and worthless and stuff like that. So that, it's just not going to be worth it. It's just, please do not waste your money. Please, just please. It's like, I'm not wasting my money, and I don't want to see anyone else waste their money anymore on this game. There's been cool paint schemes, and I honestly would have loved to get a lot of the paint schemes that are in the DLC packs, but the game is not playable. I have not played it in I don't know how long, and it is not a fun game. It is not a good game, and it's not worth spending money when the company is not going to make a good quality game in the future, which it's not. They're not going to be making a good quality game anytime soon in the future. And so please do not waste your time, do not waste your money on these people, on this game, because it's not worth it. And I really don't want to see you guys waste your money on this stuff. So please, if they do come up with an expansion pack and it's free, with how the console games work and stuff, it's going to download one way or the other if it's free. But if it's not free, please do not waste your money. Do not encourage the money grabbing of this company any more than you have to, because it's ridiculous at this point that their stock price is worthless and they are sponsoring unknowable amounts of race teams trying to get their name out there while not being able to pay their employees, but they can give their CEO and others pay rises on the higher ups. It's worthless. And so please, as I said, just do not give these people any more money. Do not give them any more time. Just be done, because these are not the people that work there are probably good, but the higher ups, these are not good people. These are not nice people. These are just people that want your money. And so I don't want to see you guys get hurt by it, and I don't want to see you guys waste your time with a garbage game. So please just ignore the game unless they give you free stuff. Unless they're giving you free stuff and it's free to download, just ignore the game, because it's garbage.
Want to support the Pace Car Podcast and the Combustion Gamer YouTube channel? Well, you can. Head on over to the Combustion Gamer's Ko-Fi page, where you can become a fan sponsor and donate monthly, or you can give a quick donation for one time only. Check it out today, the Combustion Gamer over on Ko-Fi.
Alrighty guys, so let's get into the finishing positions for the Xfinity and Cup Series race. So we had Josh Berry able to get the win in the Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier just comes short, not quite able to hold off his teammate. Josh Berry comes in second. Ty Gibbs is able to get his way all the way up to third, past two other Junior Motorsport race car drivers, Noah Gregson and Sam Mayer. AJ Allmendinger comes sixth. You have Brandon Jones in seventh, Sheldon Creed in eighth, Riley Herbst in ninth, Ryan Sieg in tenth, Daniel Hemric in 11th, Landon Cassel in 12th, Brett Moffitt in 13th, Austin Hill in 14th, and Anthony Alfredo rounds out the top 15 with Jeb Burton in 16th. You also had Brandon Brown, who comes in 18th. You have Alex LeBay in 19th, Chandler Smith in 21st, Matt Snyder in 22nd, 22nd. You had J.J. Yeley in 23rd, Josh Williams in 25th, Ryan Vargas in 26th, Kyle Weatherman 27th. You had Jeremy Clements in 29th, Stephen Parsons in 30th, Matt Mills in 31st, Patrick Emmerine in 33rd, Mason Massey in 34th, David Starr in 35th, and Beatty Curry, John Hunter Nemechek, and Roger Kurath all had issues and did not finish the race. In the Cup Series results, Chase Elliott. Honestly, there was a lot of leaders in this race. It was very, very hard to keep up with. But Chase Elliott is able to get his first win of the season, was able to lead 73 laps and able to get the win. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., though, looked really good and almost gave him a very good run for his money. Definitely would have been good to see a JTG Daugherty car get a win, but obviously able to get start from 15th and finishes second. Definitely a good run from that 47 car. Ross Chastain able to get third after leading 86 laps. Christopher Bell finishes fourth. Alex Bowman, after leading two laps, finishes fifth. Kyle Larson, who led 19 laps, finishes sixth. Kyle Busch, who led 103 laps and obviously had that issue with pit road and the caution, able to come back and finish seventh. You had Chris Buescher, who led 18 laps of the race, started on pole and able to finish in 8th. Kevin Harvick led 0 laps but still finishes in 9th. Eric Jones is able to finish 10th, so another top 10 for that 43 team, so still doing good on that run. Justin Haley, he keeps moving up here farther and farther, finishes 11th. Martin Truex Jr. had been racing pretty hard with Ross Chastain, had a bit of an issue, fell back, finishes 12th. Chase Briscoe finishes 13th. Daniel Suarez in 14th. And Cole Custer actually shows up here, finishes in 15th. You had Michael McDowell finishing in 17th. Corey LaJoie finishes 18th. Eric Almirola in 19th. Brad Keselowski started in 18th, finishes in 20th. Denny Hamlin finishes all the way back in 21st. And so that's just all the different issues there. Having issues. Also finished one lap off of the... Yeah, so only 15 cars finished on the lead laps. That's interesting to know. William Byron in 22nd. Austin Dillon in 23rd. Harrison Burton 24th. Ryan Preece 25th. You had Ty Dillon finishing in 27th. Todd Gilliland 28th. Tyler Reddick in 30th. You had Josh Balicki in 32nd. And then AJ Allmendinger, Cody Ware, BJ McLeod, and Austin Cindric all did not finish the race due to multiple issues. Alrighty guys, so we didn't talk about point standings last week, and we didn't talk about it in the last episode because the point standings had already changed after the Dover race, so let's talk about those point standings now. So currently in the Xfinity Series, you have AJ Allmendinger currently leading with 427 points. You have Ty Gibbs and Noah Gregson tied at 384 in second and third. You have Josh Berry, who now has jumped his way up to fourth. You have Brandon Jones in fifth. Justin Allgaier in sixth. Sam Mayer in first, in seventh. Ryan Sieg in 39th. Riley Herbst in 98th. Austin Hill in 10th. Landon Castle currently sits in 11th. Daniel Hemric in 12th. Anthony Alfredo currently sits in 13th. Sheldon Creed sits in 14th. Brandon Brown 15th. And Jeb Burton sits in the 16th position. You also have Alex LeBay, who currently sits 18th in the points. Jeremy Clements, who sits 20th. Myatt Snyder in 19th. J.J. Yeady currently sits in 21st. Joe Graff Jr. sits 22nd. You have Beatty Curry in 24th. Ryan Vargas in 26th. Mason Massey in 30th. Josh Williams 31st. Stefan Parsons in 34th. And Matt Mills in 32nd. 7th, as well as David Starr in the 08 in the 39th. A lot of different drivers here, there, and everywhere, and so it's kind of hard to really get a good grasp on what's going on in the Xfinity Series, honestly, but there's a lot of guys racing in there, and the points are very confusing, I must say. So, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. Then moving on into the Cup Series point standings, Chase Elliott solidifies his lead with 418 points, also gets more points due to his win. He has 2 top 5s and 8 top 10s on the season, so doing fairly good along with 2 stage wins. You have Ryan Blaney, who currently sits in 2nd, William Byron, who sits in 3rd, Kyle Busch, who sits in 4th, Alex Bowman, who sits in 5th, Ross Chastain sits in 6th, Martin Truex Jr. in 7th, Kyle Larson 8th, Joey Logano 9th, Christopher Bell in 10th, so still Christopher Bell having a good run, staying up there in the top 10 in the mix. Erik Almirola currently sits 11th. Kevin Harvick in 12th. Chase Briscoe sits in 13th. Eric Jones currently with where the point standings sits in 14th. Austin Dillon 15th. Tyler Reddick in 19th. Daniel Suarez in 17th. Austin Cindric in 18th. Chris Buescher sits in 19th. Kurt Busch in 20th. You also have Justin Haley, who sits 22nd in points. Denny Hamlin still sits below the top 20 in 23rd. Michael McDowell sits in 24th. Cole Custer doesn't show up until 25th. Ty Denham shows up 26th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 27th. Corey LaJoie 28th. Todd Gilliland in 29th. And Brad Keselowski currently sits at 30th with 150 points due to the point penalty laid upon them by NASCAR. You also have Harrison Burton, who currently sits way down there in 31st. Wow, that is pretty bad there for that 21 car. That is really bad. That is worse than Matt DiBenedetto's run last year. Good night, that's terrible. That's not a good run for the 21 team. They definitely did not make a good move on that driver swap. That's for sure. Cody Ware sits in 32nd, and BJ McLeod, of course, sits in 33rd. No surprise there. Alrighty guys, so that's going to do it for today's episode. We do have the Darlington Throwback Races coming up this weekend, so lots of cool paint schemes to look at. We also have the King, Richard Petty, who will be in the Fox booth talking throughout the first stage of the race. You also have Bobby Labonte, who will be in the booth as long with Bill Elliott, so a lot of cool guys going to be up in the booth giving us their wisdom throughout the race, and that'll be fun to hear and to see. So definitely be interesting to hear from those guys, and definitely be cool to hear some stories, hopefully hear some really good insights, and hear their thoughts on the new car as well. So that'll be fun to watch on the Fox broadcast side of things, and definitely will be cool to see those amazing paint schemes running around on the track. So make sure you guys watch those, because those paint schemes are looking pretty good. We also have the Truck Series back this weekend, so we'll have to see if Matt DiBenedetto can get going and get a move on with his point standings. He definitely needs some good runs, so we'll have to see how he does. And of course, we are closing in on the SRX's return and a full-time racing debut of Ryan Newman in that series as well, which will also be very cool. So, we got a lot of racing coming up here, and hopefully the brain will continue to work and we can keep doing this on a more regular basis. So anyways, guys, hopefully you enjoyed today's podcast. Let me know what you thought. You can do that over on Instagram. And I will be talking to you guys here next time on the next Pace Car podcast. Thanks, guys, for listening. Bye-bye.